Zero TR mobile.
Morning, Tom. KO4HK.
Good morning. Let me turn this music down here. This yakety yak or whatever it is from the 60s. Oh, it's warmed up considerably. Thank God. We had 18 degrees. What do you have up there in the North Pole area?
Well, it was 19 when I left, but that was 5 o'clock in the morning, so I'm sure it cooled down quite a bit after that.
About 6:35, I think, and then I laid back down for a little bit and slept till 7:30. Just been goofing off, and Bernice fixed a big, beautiful breakfast of French toast and good old brown eggs and sausage and coffee. Really enjoyed it. Homemade raspberry jelly. Well, where are you headed? I was seeing a really neat tool from Matco on this engine build program this morning. It was a torque wrench with a digital readout on it. I bet that cost some bucks.
That's not a cheap tool. Of course, that's a precision tool, so you kind of need to take care of it and expect to pay a little more for it to get the precision out of it.
Well, the way these guys talk, they just loved it, and it was an exceptional tool. There wasn't any question in my mind about that. It's a beauty of a torque wrench. I had a couple of torque wrenches. I give them to my neighbor. I don't have any use for them anymore. One of them was from Napa. It was a good one.
Napa used to sell precision torque wrenches, and those are still made here in the USA.
Years ago, probably in the 80s, and I used it to torque three-phase 480-volt bus ducts to 35 foot-pounds. And you had to do that once a year, and I had to ride in a little carriage that was hanging down with some 2x6s on it underneath a 20-ton crane. Thankfully, the hot bars were off. No, they were live. The bus duct was just down below them.
You got to be real careful when you touch something in there.
Twice, I assure you. You just had to watch where you put your head and hands. You were just sitting down on it, and then I would wave at the crane operator, and then he'd move down until I got over the next joint, and then I'd retorque that one. But the consequences of not doing that with the aluminum bus duct, aluminum tends to creep under pressure, which I'm sure you probably knew that.
That expansion and thermal and all that gets in there, so... But, Tom, I'm getting ready to pull into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3 for now. And you and Miss Bernice have a good day, and I will try to catch you here in a little while. KO4HX. I'll be close now. 7-3.
Okay, Patrick, nice to hear you. I'm going down to Advanced Orthopedics to get me a new insert for my both foots. I guess you call that feet. Take care, Patrick. KO4HKX and 0TR 73.